there is a space within the void between universes where all lost things can be found. There we find the lost letters. Dear Christy, I think on the other side you probably have better things to do than to check what people are saying on Facebook about you, or to you. I guess this is my way of coping. I miss you. You meant so much to Kathy and me. You introduced us, after all. You listened to me whine and complain about little things and even gave me advice on how to be better. Thank you for that. Thank you for letting me distract you by just walking into your office. You were such a good friend to me. I never had death come this close to me. I don't really know how to deal with you going so early. I guess the good part is you now know what the other side is like. Put in a good word for us there, okay? I was really looking forward to seeing you in a few weeks. I should have called more. I'm glad you aren't suffering anymore, though. What's the coffee and the beer like there? Please tell me there's beer in heaven. God, I miss you. You're so much more than a friend to us. You're a sister. I'll see you soon. Hopefully not too soon. Well, whenever that is. Let's have a beer. Or a coffee. You are so missed. There's so many times that I wish I could just talk to you and listen to your wisdom. We were all lucky to have you in our lives. Hey. Thank you so much for all that you've done for me. I was particularly missing you today. We have some fantastic news. Kathy's pregnant. Oh, thank you so much for encouraging both of us. You are the reason that we are a family. Maybe if it's a girl, we should have the middle name Christy? Hey. It's me again. Things didn't work out with the pregnancies. I don't want to talk about that now. Hey. It's me again. Okay, I need your help right now. I really wish you were still around. You gave me the best advice, and you were honest with me. Whether I wanted you to be or not. So, I have this job prospect in Colorado that it's very interested in me. I'm not sure if I just want to pick up and leave or try to see this whole mess through here without the firm knowledge that I'll even have a job in July. I know it's way too early to tell if I have even got the job or not, but this is a problem that's really consuming me at the moment. What do you think? Hey. It's been a while since I last wrote in this letter. It's been 6 years. A lot has happened in that time. I did take that job in Colorado. That was a really rough time in our lives. We didn't deal well with the pregnancy losses. Okay. I didn't deal well with the miscarriages. It was the beginning of a big transition for me. A transition that took 6 years. God, I don't even believe there is an afterlife anymore. So, in essence, I'm writing to so many dispersed cells and energy. I guess I should back up. They took advantage of me in Colorado. I wasn't dealing well with grief, and... well, we were only there for a little over a year. I was living in the church parish, which was on campus, and I never got to go home from work. And I never got to deal with the losses. I never got to deal with my grief. It made me into something that I didn't like. Through a conversation that I had with a feeling of, well, for lack of a better word, you, I took a job in Cleveland, your hometown, and we got pregnant again. We had a son. Oh, you would love him. The unfortunate thing is that shortly after he was born, I got fired. Again. This time for being honest about my mental health. The entire time I could hear you, that one time, telling me, you are attracted to damaged businesses. I changed my career. I'm much happier now, but it took me a long time to get here. I had some, well, extremely self-destructive coping mechanisms that made me not a great person. It's been close to 10 years since we lost you. Yet, I still imagine you like you were before that. I know, and you did too. If you were alive, you'd be such a different person. I'm a different person. I wish you got to know me now. I feel so different than I did before. I was hiding so much of myself from people. I don't feel like I'm doing that anymore. Needless to say, I miss you. We miss you. Maybe there's an afterlife. Or maybe not. Regardless, I'll say, see you soon. Your friend, Miguel.
Hello? Is it working? Did I do it right? Ah, shit. Where are you going? Dear Horatio, I just cast my first dictation spell. I just wanted to let you know. Kidding, of course. I just wanted to say it was a pleasure to meet you in the market the other day. Although I am upset that you took the last lemon bar, I did have my heart set on it, despite your name literally being on it. I really need to know what spell that was to protect your name on things. Anyway, I'm really sorry that we didn't have time to talk more. I know your friend kept pulling you away, and my group was already heading back to campus. Speaking of which, I didn't even find out if you're part of the Orenda. Please, please don't tell me that you're part of the Irfan. I mean, not that they're bad, I just... ugh, damn it. You know, we're told not to associate with the Irfan. It's, you know, that whole big thing, and then their Orenda has to convene a council, and... well, I just want to see you again, and maybe split a lemon bar this time. I'm sorry, I have this problem where I talk before I think, and maybe dictation wasn't the best method, but it was the only way that I could think to get this to you, since I only know your name and that you like lemon bars. If you're part of your fan, you probably have one of those, what do you call it? Computers. Computers, yeah. We don't have those here. Of course, if you're part of the Orenda, you already know that. See? That's why dictation is horrible. I can't see your face or gauge how you're reacting to anything I say. But of course, you probably already know that. Let me just start over. It was a pleasure to meet you, Horatio. I'd love to run into you again. Would you like to meet in the market sometime? I'm there almost every Saturday. We usually arrive sometime in the afternoon. I was raised in the Orenda, and we don't have any timepieces. Your friend had one of those watches, so I guess it's a pretty good sign that you're part of the Ifran. Shit. I guess, I mean, as long as we meet in the market, it shouldn't be a big thing, right? I mean, if you wanted to meet again. Anyway, I hope you do. I'd love to get to know you better, and hopefully I don't make a complete fool of myself like I did with this letter. Hopefully, Aster.
My dearest Isabel, I feel dreadful for what you must have experienced, but I saw you, eyes alight with expectation, when I pulled the box from my waistcoat pocket. Your delicate fingers clutched to your mouth in surprise when I began to sink to one knee. Then, as my knee touched down on God's good earth, I vanished. The gas lights of New York City faded before my eyes. I was summarily deposited here. As to where I am, I haven't the foggiest. I began to walk. I walked for a good long while. I walked in this uncivilized land until I could walk no more. I do find myself fortunate that I stumbled upon humans. I had come upon a camp. It was a camp of natives to this land. I swear, they appeared as terrified of me as I felt of them. I just about stumbled upon their fire, almost catching myself alight. After I babbled for what seemed like an eternity, to which they appeared to have no comprehension whatsoever, they firmly, yet graciously, whisked me to a guarded area. Can you imagine me? I do not blame them in the slightest. Think of it. Some strange man whom you have never seen before appearing from the woods, disheveled and babbling in some foreign tongue. I am eternally grateful for my hosts, however. These past few days, they have fed and maintained me with much hospitality. We have found some methods of communication. Eventually, they determined I must contribute if I were to remain with them here. As I have no clue as to where I would go, I have complied. As I offered my experience in fishing through a clumsy hand motion communication on my part, they brought me along on a fishing expedition. It was on this fishing expedition that I discovered the nature of my predicament. I found that I was not lost in a different world altogether, rather lost in time. I saw the southernmost tip of Manhattan Island. The land was marred not by footprint of Fort Amsterdam. There was not a single sign of Dutch, English, nor American colonization. It was pristine, clear, and oh, so very wondrous. I was dumbstruck at how we have defiled such a place with decades upon decades of waste and plunder. My dear Isabel, I am not sure of how I may return to you one day. I know not how nor when, but it is my solemn duty to return to you. I want so much to share my journey with you. As for now, I am indebted to my hosts. The hospitality and care they have shown me can never be repaid. I shall write again soon, my dear. I pray that I may be able to deliver these letters in person one day. For now, I shall dream of your beauty, as I am reminded of it daily in the world around me. All of my love, Harold L. Baker. The Lost Letters, Episode 1. Dear Christy, voiced by Miguel Covarrubias. Space and Time, Letter 1. Aster, voiced by Kathy Covarrubias. Uncivilized, Letter 1, voiced by Miguel Covarrubias.
Thank you for listening to The Lost Letters. We hope you've enjoyed our presentation. If you enjoyed the show, please review and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If you would like to join the conversation, you may do so on Facebook, Instagram, at Patron Saints of Pop Culture, and on our website, www.patronsaintsofpopculture.org. You can also email us at patronsaintsofpopculture@gmail.com. Don't forget, communication is key.